military anthems echo through Scott Plaza. The familiar marches played by University of Louisiana Monroe band members remind the audience gathered here of the dedicated servicemen and women being recognized in this Veterans Appreciation Ceremony. Several rows of chairs beside a podium are filled with military veterans employed by the university. There's someone representing practically each branch of service you can think of.
I've been in the United States Coast Guard Reserve for the last 23 years, and I don't regret a moment of it. And I've enjoyed every part of my service to this country and the Coast Guard.
That's West Monroe Police Chief Christopher Elge. In addition to heading the department, he teaches an online class at ULM. As a veteran with the Reserve, he considers recent work to be some of his most fulfilling.
The last 4.5 years, I've had the privilege of being assigned as a special agent doing criminal investigations. I think that's been the highlight of my career. It was very competitive to get in, and I enjoy the assignments.
The crowd quiets as the ROTC members prepare to present colors, hoisting the U.S. and Louisiana state flags into the air. As the flags move forward and the ceremony begins, it's easy to see how the thoughts of veterans could turn to those assignments during their service. It was the day-to-day dedication that keynote speaker, Louisiana National Guard Brigadier General Joanne Sheridan, reminded the audience in her remarks.
As the world changes around us and as our military evolves to meet those challenges presented in the future, one thing endures: the dedication of our soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen who stand watch every day.
It's a trait of military men and women that Sheridan embraces. She was appointed to LANG in 1988. In 2008, she was deployed to Iraq to serve as a management office director. This past July, Sheridan became the Guard's first female brigadier general, a rank she never imagined reaching through her years of service.
My only dream was to reach the next rank. Every rank I made, I was so, proud and grateful that I was able to get there, but certainly not when I started out did I ever think that I would make general officer.
She's proud of the commitment of families and employers here in Louisiana to veterans and active duty personnel. She says that's important because National Guard troops here respond to a number of events.
Not only are we deploying overseas, but the number of emergencies that we've responded to in the state are truly significant.
A commemorative ribbon is presented to each veteran as their name and rank are called.
Brian O'Quinn, electrician mate, United States Navy. Dr. Lori Babin, commander, United States Navy.
For Elge, there are two names he quickly identifies when thoughts turn to Veterans Day.
Well, I think of my dad. My dad served the United States Air Force from 1951 to 1955. My brother was served in the United States Marine Corps and served in the United States Army, and actually the New York National Guard as well.
Even as there's a number of veterans present today, Elge says if you look nationally, military personnel make up about 1% of the population.
It's a relatively small number, and it's something that I'm extremely proud of and will always cherish.
A choice to serve he made many years ago and plans to continue for years to come. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.
Robert Bice, Corporal, United States Marine Corps. Mike Capel, Staff Sergeant, United States Air Force.